Esther chapter 6. On that night the king could not sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the chronicles. And they were read before the king. And it was found written, that Mordecai had told a big Tana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlains, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hands on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, what honor and dignity has been done to Mordecai for this? Then the king's servants who ministered to him said, there has been nothing done for him. And the king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had come into the outward court of the king's house, to speak to the king about hanging Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said to him, look, Haman stands in the court. And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in. And the king said to him, what shall be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself? And Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor. Let the royal clothes be brought which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king rides upon, and the royal crown which is set upon his head. And let these clothes and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man with whom the king delights to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, so shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Then the king said to Haman, go quickly, and take the clothes and the horse, as you have said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that you have spoken. Then Haman took the clothes and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, so shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate. But Haman went quickly to his house mourning, and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh his wife and all his friends everything that had happened to him. Then his wise men and Zeresh his wife said to him, if Mordecai is of the descent of the Jews, before whom you have begun to fall, you shall not prevail against him, but shall surely fall before him. And while they were yet talking with him, the king's chamberlains keepers of the king's women came, and hurried to bring Haman to the banquet that Esther had prepared.